Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries, and we've been doing a series about who you are in Christ. And after we've completed this series on who you are in Christ, now I want to do for at least one or two sessions how to get a lost person saved. Because I know everybody has loved ones that are lost, and they've once you become a Christian, you want to see these people saved. Well, we're going to do a show or two that will show you how to do that. Let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you and thank you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And Lord, I thank you for this magnificent book we call the Word of God, which has all the answers in it. I want to thank you that you've shown us everything we need to know about life, how to get people saved, how to walk in divine health, everything. It's all in this book, and I praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, after you learn who you are in Christ and all the different things that you have, and we've talked about those, we've done a complete series of about six or seven, I think it was seven, as a series that taught you who you were in Christ. Now then, after you learn who you are in Christ and what your position is in Christ and what you can do in the name of Jesus and where you must walk to make all this work for you, once you meet all that criteria, then when you really, really get into God's Word and start asking God, like I did many years ago, Lord, I've been praying for John over here for 5 years and nothing's happened. He's not got saved. Lord, why? And the Lord says, because you've not been praying right. And I thought, what do you mean I've not been praying right? Lord, I pray and ask you to save him. So that's what I've been trying to do. I said, what do you mean you're trying to save him and you can't save him? He said, I give you the answer in the Word. I told you exactly how to do everything. So I go back to the Word of God, and I start diligently reading and studying this book, trying to find where my answer is to why John or Susie will not accept the Savior as their Lord and Savior. Now, isn't it amazing that you can take a person and you can tell them about the best thing that ever happened to you, the best thing, and it was Jesus, and how you got saved, and how it totally changed your life forever, and the wonderful things you've learned, although you may still be just a mediocre or even a baby Christian, but still you know something wonderful has happened, and so you want everybody to know. Usually when you're a baby Christian or a mediocre Christian, you'll never even share Christ with anyone. When you begin to learn who you are in Christ and what you can do, and you get the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, that's when you want to go out and tell people about Jesus. That's when you want to become a fruit-bearing child of God. Well, it happened to me like that also. But one day I'm reading here in the book, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, the Word of God says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, the God of this world, that's got a little G there, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, capital G, should shine unto them. You meditate on that. You think, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. The gospel is hidden. So here I'm trying to share it with them, but it's hid. And they can't see it. And you think, this doesn't make any sense. Why can I walk up and tell somebody about Jesus and the best thing that ever happened to me, and sat there and explained to them the wonderful things of God, and asked them if they want to make Jesus Lord of their life. And they just kind of look at you like they didn't hear a word you said, and said, "No, I'm not interested." And they walk off. And you think, what is wrong with that person? What is wrong with that person? Well, here's what's wrong with them. In whom, this is in 2 Corinthians 4:4. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world has blinded their minds of them which believe not. Who's blinded their mind? The devil. In the series we taught on who you are in Christ, we learned that all power has been given to us over the devil. He has to be subject to us. So now then, if you've got a sin of any kind in your life, any kind of sin, you need to stop sinning. You need to repent of your sins. And you need to start studying this word so you will begin to understand and know and learn who you are. You will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are a born-again child of God. Now then, the one thing I have not talked about yet on this series about learning who you are in Christ is the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. Now that's another reason so many people don't walk in the power, is because they never learn who they are in Christ, and then again they never realize that there is another part, or the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. Now you got to ask for that too. You don't get that automatically. Yes, you get saved, you get the Holy Spirit, but you don't get the power of the Holy Ghost until you act on it. Now there is a lot of scriptures in God's Word. Jesus clearly told the children of Israel that over there, when they were over there in the Promised Land, when he was here on this earth, after he came to this earth, after he walked here 3 years, after he died, after he rose from the dead, then he told them. In John chapter 20, Jesus breathed on his men and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now, that is a picture of what happens to us when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We get that portion of the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. But he told them, now, go to Jerusalem and pray and wait for the coming of the power of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of fire. So they went and prayed for 10 more days. When they prayed for 10 more days, the power of the Holy Ghost came into that room for the first time, because the Holy Ghost had never been poured out upon all flesh. But he did now. On this day, the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came and he fell upon these people, and the power of God came into that upper room, and they even saw the tongues of fire come upon and set on their people's heads as the Holy Ghost penetrated down into their bodies, and they became filled with the anointing power of the Holy Ghost. That group of men and women that had no desire whatsoever to go out, those men and women that were afraid of the Pharisees and Sadducees, they were afraid of dying, they were afraid of all kinds of things. All of a sudden now, when they get this infilling power of the Holy Ghost, they're not afraid of nobody. They're not afraid of nothing. They take what they've got now. They've got what the Holy Spirit's teaching them. He's coming into them. And they go out, and Peter walks out and boldly proclaims the power of God to these people. And his desire is to get lost people saved. I mean, Peter now knows who he is in Christ. When that infilling power of the Holy Ghost came upon him, and he was so gloriously filled with that Holy Spirit, which Jesus told him, go to Jerusalem and wait for the incoming infilling power of the Holy Spirit. He will come. And when he does, then you will have power to witness. Well, I mean, Peter, at that point, he knew he was seated in Christ. I mean, he knew that he was a joint heir with Jesus. He knew he was a partaker of the divine nature of God because he wrote about all this stuff, him and the other apostles. He knew he had power over the devil. There was no doubt in their mind. They knew all these things. So they went out. And Peter began to preach the word of God with power and authority, taking authority over the devil and kicking the devil out in Jesus' name. And thousands of people got saved. Many people, thousands, come to know Jesus that day because of the preaching of the word of God. What did Peter have that the rest of us didn't have? He had the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. Now then, before you start out to get people saved, I'm going to teach you in this series how to get a lost person saved. But if you know who you are in Christ, and you know all the things we've already talked about, then with that infilling power, you need the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you're born again, you're a saved person, you have the Holy Ghost. But now you need the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. How do you get it? Just like Jesus. In other words, there's many ways, many examples in the book. First of all, they went and prayed 10 days. Now, you could do that if you want to. And I'm sure that if you were to stay 10 days in prayer with God and continue to ask Him to let that infilling power of the Holy Spirit fall upon you, I'm sure He would send the Holy Spirit to fall upon you. He says, I will send the Holy Spirit to them that obey. Now, what happens when the infilling power comes upon you? That's when all of the gifts, all nine of the gifts, are all yours. They become very active at this point. You can now do great things. Once the infilling power of the Holy Ghost comes upon you, if you were a person like I had been for 25 years of my life, I had never led a person to Jesus. I mean, I've been a Christian since I was 11. I mean, I've been to war in Vietnam and back by this time. And I'm still going to church. I had never witnessed to anybody. I'd never taught a Sunday school class. I had no power in me. I loved God and I served Him, but I didn't even know about the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. Didn't even know there was a Holy Ghost. I mean, I'd heard of Him, but that's all I knew. So as I began to read and study the Word of God, it took me about 25 years. I mean, I must have been in my mid-30s by the time I learned this. And when I learned this, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I see many places in Your Scripture where You tell us don't leave home without the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. You told the disciples to go to Jerusalem and wait for the coming of the power.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.